1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.
It's time now for Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game is being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Root Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Souq Oshin, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
From Ellettsville, Indiana, the Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jake Harden as we get set for high school basketball tonight. The Northview Knights are on the road tonight to take on the Mustangs. Northview has 14 wins and 6 losses. The Mustangs are 10-10. Jacob, we just saw an interesting JV game in which our JV team was down by double digits for most of the game. They came clawing back in the end and had a chance to even win it in the last seconds, but couldn't quite get it over the finish line, could they?
Yeah, no, that was quite a crazy finish, probably the craziest finish to a basketball game I've ever seen, let alone junior varsity. But love to see the fight in the boys. They never gave up, and that's going to translate for when they get to varsity. And I tell you, we have a great matchup coming tonight. The record's thrown out the window. Edgewood versus Northview is always such a hot rivalry here in the WIC.
Well, it is indeed. And in that JV game, by the way, we lost 64-60, but the varsity game tonight, Northview is the favorite. If you believe in the Sagarin ratings, which I do on the John Harrell website, it clearly shows that in the sectional coming up at Owen Valley in a couple of weeks, these are the two top teams in that sectional. So to get a feel for what that sectional might look like, tonight's going to be a good test. Coach Byron will talk about that coming up in our pregame interview. But speaking of the sectional, the pairing show is this Sunday at 3 o'clock, so we'll have live coverage here on WAMB, and we'll figure out which of the teams will play each other in the upcoming IHSAA sectionals.
Yeah, I'd love to see Edgewood and Northview square off some point. Like to see them on opposite sides of that bracket and maybe see each other in the championship game.
Absolutely. Well, we'll talk to Coach Byram in 1 minute, but first, let's take this 60-second timeout. It's Northview at Edgewood. It's coming up on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood. Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're talking with Michael Byram, the head coach for the Northview Knights, as his Knights are 14-6 on the season. They're at Ellettsville tonight to take on Edgewood, what is perceived to be the strongest team in the sectional besides the Knights. And coaching is kind of a test for the sectional tonight, isn't it?
No, it is a big test. This is a big game. I mean, this lets us know where we are. I mean, we've played everybody in this sectional except for Brown County yet, and we'll know more if we can get that game rescheduled, Brownstown Central, and then Edgewood. So, I mean, we'll find out where we are.
So what's your scouting report show you about the Mustangs? How would you describe this team?
You know, these guys rely on the three-point line a lot. They do a really good job of moving the ball, hitting open shots. And then Five Sater, he's a big guy who kind of creates a lot of mismatch problems. He's their post guy, but he also handles the ball at times, looks to attack the basket. We're going to have to do a really good job of doing our assignments defensively, and then we got to keep them off the glass.
They're 10-10 on the season, but I don't know. I think that record's a little deceiving.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they've had a really tough stretch here this couple weeks, where I think they've lost. Like, they won on Friday. They beat a good Orleans team, but I mean, they played Bloomington, North Monrovia, North Putnam, Bedford. I mean, that's a pretty tough stretch. And then they had beaten Greencastle before that. So I mean, they've played a tough schedule like us, and they're battle tested. So I mean, they'll be ready to go. They're well coached, and they've got talent.
Anything new to report to the fans tonight? Everything good to go?
You know what? Everything's good to go. I mean, nothing new.
Let's see. This week, of course, we've got, a Friday night game versus Clay City, so it's always good to see a crowd for that one, too.
Well, yeah, Clay County Championship on Friday over at the Ill Tank. Ill Dome.
Ill Dome.
I mean, their facilities are phenomenal over there. I mean, all, you know, the entire school corporation, they're phenomenal. But they redone the floor, I think, this summer. I saw it on tape, and it looks really nice. But I mean, that's always a great crowd. You better get there early. It'll be a packed house. So I mean, this is a big rivalry week for us. I mean, we got the Mustangs tonight, and then the Ills on Friday. So I mean, we'll know a lot about our guys this week.
And you mentioned that we may know by tomorrow when the rescheduled game for Brown County might be.
Yeah, Mr. Buell's working hard with their athletic director to try to find a date. I mean, this time of year, there's not a whole lot of open dates. Hopefully we'll know tomorrow if it's going to be rescheduled.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight against Edgewood. We'll be looking forward to the post-game interview, and hopefully we'll be looking for your 15th win tonight.
All right, thank you.
And, of course, Michael Byram talking about tonight's game as we get set to take on Edgewood. When we come back, we'll talk about some other games in the area. But first, this one-minute break on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harton as we get set for boys basketball tonight. Besides Northview on the road at Edgewood, we've got Cascade at Greencastle tonight. Clay City is at Hudsonville, Palestine, Illinois. Cloverdale is at West Vigo. Eminence is at Crystal House Academy. Lafayette Central Catholic at Crawfordsville, Medora at South Putnam, North Central is at Bloomington Lighthouse, North Montgomery is at North Putnam, Seeger is at Riverton Park, Sullivan at Bloomfield, and Park Heritage is at Attica. When you look at the remaining games on the schedule, it looks like this. The coach referred to the Clay City game on Friday night. We can't really say this is the confirmed date, but they're trying to get the Brown County game rescheduled for a week from tonight. We'll know for sure tomorrow. But if they do get it rescheduled, it looks like it could be a week from tonight. And then on Thursday, the 27th, Bloomington South comes to town. And we really need to pack the gym for that one.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be senior night. We have so many seniors that have done so much for this program over the span of 4 years. And, you know, the boys have put up a great season. You know, community, get on out, pack that gym, get that place rocking like it was back in the early 2000s with Coach Lancaster and company, and let's send these seniors off on a high note when they go try to win a sectional.
Well, and I'm not embellishing this whatsoever, but if you know what the rankings look like, Bloomington South is not only the top team in Indiana in all classes, they're one of the top 10 teams in the nation.
Yeah.
So to have them in Brazil at our gym a week from Thursday, you ought to come out not only to see this really talented team, but you know the Knights are going to give them a good game that night, and having that sixth man in the crowd will make a difference.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, it'll be a great time. Get to see a lot of guys that will be playing college basketball, especially from Bloomington South. But, hey, see if old David's got the stone in the sling and knock down Goliath.
Absolutely. Well, we're in some final warm-ups, and then we'll get set for the starting lineups as we get set for Edgewood against Northview. We'll come back with the starting lineups and much more after this one-minute break on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, Indiana, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden as we get set for high school basketball tonight. The Northview Knights with their 14-win, 6-loss record taking on the Mustangs, who stand at 10-10. When you look at Edgewood's record, let's kind of give you some comparisons. They open up the season, and that top team we talked about earlier, Bloomington South, just drilled them 94-40. That's huge. They beat Martinsville in their second game of the season. They lost to Cloverdale by 9. They beat North Putnam by 12. They beat Terre Haute North by 4. They lost to Bloomfield by 3. They lost to Indian Creek 33-85 back on December 20th. They lost to Terre Haute North in the Wabash Valley Classic. That was a 7-point loss in that game. They beat Robinson by 2 points. Then they lost to Marshall, Illinois by 10. They got by a Sullivan team in overtime by 1, and we've lost to Sullivan twice this year. Brown County, they did win that one by 9. They beat South Putnam convincingly. They beat Owen Valley. They beat a good Greencastle team by 15. They lost to Bedford. They lost to North Putnam, Monrovia, and Bloomington North. They're coming off a win on Saturday against Orleans. And by the way, that is one loud band here at Edgewood High School.
Yeah, it is. It's getting that atmosphere rocking here on a Tuesday night. But I tell you about Edgewood, for them looking back, it's really been the tale of two halves of the year, because they have a kid by the name of Trevor Taylor. He's a 6'3 junior at the guard position, and he was out the first half of the season. I was looking at the stats. He has only played 10 games out of the 20, and he already has 175 points. Everybody else that already has played 20 games, the next highest is 180, so 10 more points than him, but in 10 more games than him. So I think they've started to kind of get hot here with him being back.
Wow.
And I tell you, Northview's going to have their hands full. We talked about that, record's deceiving. It's going to be a heck of a game tonight.
Well, everybody coming to their feet as we're getting set for the national anthem and the starting lineups.
Please remove your hats as we honor America with playing of our national anthem by the Edgewood Pep Band under the direction of Mr. Aaron Wells.
Along with Jake Harden. Glad to have you on WAMB Radio tonight. We're at AM 1130, 106.9, 99.5, and on the web at WAMBRadio.com. Don't forget, all of our games are archived at WAMBRadio.com. If you want to go back and listen to past games or save them to your computer, you can keep a collection for your relatives or friends or just if you've missed a game or two. Well, Northview in their black jerseys, Edgewood in their white jerseys. Caleb Swearingen will jump center against Sader Coleman. They're both 6'4". Here is the tip. It's coming up. It's going to be controlled by Edgewood. This game is underway. Trevor Taylor to set the offense up for the Mustangs. He'll pass it off to Derek Farkas. Over on the left wing, Coleman Sader gets it to the right side to Trevor Taylor. He brings it back to the top of the key. Parker Harrington, and quickly a pass to the left side is knocked out of bounds by the Knights. It'll still be Edgewood basketball.
Great job so far by the Knights. Switching on defense, getting a lot of movement in here against the ball movement of the Mustangs.
Sam Keto gives the inbounds play to Trevor Taylor. Taylor takes it down to the right side off the glass. He missed it. Rebound by Coleman Sader. Oh, he had it for a moment, and it got away from him, and the Knights pick it up. So Cade Bryan brings it down court off to Brevin Cooper. Now to Carson Gettle. Gettle, top of the key to Tyler Hess. Hess lobs it in to Cade Bryan. Bryan, too much traffic, gives it to Carson Gettle. He puts it up at the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound, and the putback is good by Brevin Cooper. And the Knights strike first. They lead 2-0 with 7:07 to go here in the first quarter. Trevor Taylor off to Coleman Sader. Sater, right side pass to Trevor Taylor. Taylor, bounce pass into Sater. Sater on the lane, passes it left side to the corner, and a three-point shot is good by Parker Harrington. So Edgewood takes a 3-2 lead with 6:43 to go in the first quarter. Brevin Cooper, Carson Gettle to Caleb Swearingen. Now to Cade Bryan near the free throw line, left side of the lane. He gives the ball to Brevin Cooper, takes it down toward the left side, hands it off to Carson Gettle, and Gettle caught walking. That's a turnover.
I do like the patience, though, the Knights are showing, making sure they get their open shot, getting some ball movement in. Good opportunities will come.
6:28 left on the clock. We're in the first quarter. Knights trail the Edgewood Mustangs 3-2. Tonight's game, a service of Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellence, excellent Mexican food, highways 340 and 40 in Brazil. The Mustangs inside. It's off to Derek Farkas and quickly out to Parker Harrington. Bounce pass now to Coleman Sater. To the left corner, Keto puts up a three. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Tyler Hess. Here come the Knights. Down court, Cade Bryan. Off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper to Cade Bryan. He puts it up, and he gets a three.
Cade Bryan, such a versatile big man. Can shoot from the outside. He can drive with the handles and finish. It's unguardable.
5-3 in favor of Northview. 5:47 to go here in the first quarter. Trevor Taylor off now to Coleman Sater. Sater fakes, takes his way inside. He draws the foul as he tries to go up for the shot. It's going to be against Cade Bryan. So Cade will pick up his first, the team's first. At the free throw line will be Coleman Sater, a 6'4" junior.
Great job by Sater with the old pump fake action right there to get Cade Bryan off his feet.
First free throw shot is good. Tonight's game, a service of Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Coleman Sater's next free throw shot is good. And just like that, we're tied at 5-5, 5:38 to go in the first quarter. Here come the Knights. Down court, Brevin Cooper. Bounce pass off to Tyler Hess, top of the key. Right side pass to Cade Bryan. Bryan quickly off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper back to the top of the key. Passes right side to Cade Bryan. Bryan off to Tyler Hess. Now to Brevin Cooper. Cooper's on the left wing. He'll dribble to the backcourt. He'll pass it cross court to Tyler Hess. Hess on the right side gives the ball to Cade Bryan. Bryan looks for help. Finds Carson Gettle. Three-point shot. Good. Carson Gettle has his first three. The Knights lead 8-5. And, oh, we've triple-teamed Parker Harrington. We stopped the easy layup. They kick it out to Derek Farkas, and he misses the three-point shot from the left corner. Northview gets it back. Brevin Cooper down court to Cade Bryan. He tries a shot, top of the key. It's no good. Ball is out of bounds. It'll be Edgewood's basketball.
Yeah, right there. I think a little bit of a rush shot. You just got to turn over after taking a lead. That's a good time to kind of take it easy, try to get that lead going a little bit.
Agreed. 4:41 to go here in the first quarter. It's 8-5 Northview with a three-point lead. Down court, the Mustangs. Derek Farkas off now to Sam Keto. And to the left wing, three-point shot is good by Trevor Taylor.
Kid's the real deal. Hand in his face and nothing but nylon.
8-8 is our score. We're tied up with 4:18 to go here in the first quarter. Cade Bryan hands it off to Tyler Hess. Right side pass to Carson Gettle. He takes it down to the wing. Stops. Bounce pass off to Caleb Swearingen, top of the key. He fakes. Hands it off to Cade Bryan. Bryan to Brevin Cooper. Cooper to the right side to Swearingen. Swearingen on the wing. Bounce pass, top of the key to Cade Bryan. Left side to Carson Gettle. He shoots. It's short. It's out of bounds. It'll be Edgewood's basketball.
Good idea right there by the Knights. A lot of ball movement. Got a decent shot, but now we need defense.
3:51 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 8. Down court, Coleman Sater. Sater in the backcourt. Left side pass to Trevor Taylor. Taylor looks for help. Finds it from Parker Harrington. Now it's off to Derek Farkas. He takes it in. It rolls around the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper, and there's going to be a little reach-in foul called against Derek Farkas. So Farkas will have his first, the team's first. Ethan DeHart will check in.
A little frustration foul right there by Farkas. Misses the shot, and right after the bat gets the foul called on.
Let's see. Jacob Fowler also checked in during that intermission. Knights take it inside off the glass. Brevin Cooper, he misses, but we've got a whistle and a foul call. So the foul will be against number 12. That is Sam Keto, the 5'6" senior. His first, the team's second. So Brevin Cooper at the free throw line. First time the Knights have been at the charity stripe tonight, and the first one is good. This would give the Knights a two-point lead. It's up. He made it. 10-8 in favor of Northview. Here comes Edgewood. Trevor Taylor. Left side pass off to Coleman Sater. He's at the top of the key, though. Dribbles toward the right side of the lane. Takes it in. Misses the layup. Rebound by Caleb Swearingen. Here come the Knights. Swearingen off to Cooper. Cooper dribbles toward the top of the key. Right side pass off to Ethan DeHart. Now to Caleb Swearingen. Back to DeHart. He's wide open. Top of the key. Around the rim. Oh, wow. Oh, he got robbed.
Everything but going in right there.
And that shot, it just rolled out after it took a quick spin around the iron. We've got a whistle. What are they going to call? I guess it was just knocked out of bounds.
Yep. Looks like it. Hey, it's going to stay here. Knights basketball.
So the Knights will keep it with 2:45 to go here in the first quarter, leading by 2, 10-8. Top of the key, Ethan DeHart. Three-point shot is good. That's our third three of the night, and the Knights have their largest lead at 5 at 13-8 with 2:34 to go here in the first quarter. Trevor Taylor to the left side off to Sam Keto. He puts it up. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Jacob Fowler. Here come the Knights. Caleb Swearingen down court. Caleb, top of the key, lets it fly. It's no good. Rebound, Trevor Taylor. Taylor down court. Taylor feeds it inside to Coleman's. Was that Coleman Star or Sater?
Yep, Sater.
Sater got the layup, and he draws the foul.
Sater is good. Personal foul number 24, Fowler.
So the foul will be against Jacob Fowler, the 6'5" sophomore for the Knights. So the lead cut to 3. This could cut it to 2 if Coleman Sater, the 6'4" junior, can make the free throw shot. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Free throw shot. It is up, and it is good. 13-11 in favor of Northview. We're approaching the 2-minute mark here in the first quarter. Caleb Swearingen down court. Swearingen takes it toward the lane, takes it inside for a shot, missed it, rebound, put back is good by Caleb Swearingen.
Way to stick with that one by Caleb. Didn't give up on the play, followed a shot, nice little bunny.
15-11, Knights lead by 4, 1:49 to go in the first quarter. Edgewood from the right side, Coleman Sater lets it fly, it's no good. Zeke Powell gets the rebound, he tries to go up over 2 defenders, kind of a wild hook shot, mm-hmm. He missed it, he was close. Rebound picked up by Northview. Down court, Cade Bryan. Bryan to the top of the key to Ethan DeHart. Three-point shot, nothing but net. His second three in a row, and a timeout is called on the Great Dane scoreboard with 1:24 to go in the first quarter. Northview 18, Edgewood 11. Back with more after these messages.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi. That's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is going to love this one.
Great Giorno Italian Cuisine is open at 12 Points in Terre Haute. Serving lunch and dinner all week, Great Giorno Italian Cuisine is sure to be your new favorite. Stop by Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for brunch. Dine in or carry out at the new Great Giorno.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Coleman Sater will bring it down court for Edgewood, with the Knights leading 18-11 here late in the first quarter. Three-point attempt. Whoa, it's good by Zeke Powell. So Powell gives the Edgewood Mustangs their third three-pointer of the night. It's a four-point lead, 18-14 in favor of Northview, with a minute four to go here in the first quarter. Carson Gettle to the right side to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen looks for help, finds it from Jacob Fowler. Now it's off to Cade Bryan. Bryan takes the ball to the backcourt, hands it off to Caleb Swearingen. Top of the key, Caleb moves toward the lane, and he gave it to Jacob Fowler, but Fowler drug his foot and got caught walking.
Yeah, I like the idea, though, by Fowler. All year he's kind of been kind of passive every now and then, and I like to see him have confidence to take it to the hole like that. He'll get his footwork down. He'll be all right.
46 seconds left here in the first quarter, 18-14 in favor of Northview. Trevor Taylor will bring it down court. Taylor across the timeline to the left side over to Derek Farkas. Top of the key now is Parker Harrington to Zeke Powell. Powell to Derek Farkas. Farkas in the backcourt. Looks like they're going to try to go for the last shot of the quarter. 23 seconds left here in quarter number one. Zeke Powell over to Coleman Sater. 14 seconds left. Sater continues to dribble as we approach the 7-second mark. And the ball knocked out of bounds, but it'll still be Edgewood's basketball with 5.1 seconds to go.
It's going to be a tough position for Edgewood. 5 seconds out of bounds on the sideline. Got to get something quick here. Big defensive possession here for the Knights.
Brevin Cooper checks in for Cade Bryan. Inbounds play. Zeke Powell gets it off to Trevor Taylor. 3 seconds left. Taylor, right side of the lane, puts it up off the glass. He missed it, but a charging foul is called against Taylor.
Love to see it. Brevin Cooper does such a good job away from the ball. Does a lot of little things, and taking a charge right there, that's the difference in 2 points right there.
0.4 seconds. Caleb Swearingen puts it up at the buzzer. Gave it a good effort, but that's the end of the first quarter. On the Great Dane scoreboard at the end of one, it's Northview 18, Edgewood 14. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. We go to the second quarter where Northview leads 18-14. You're listening to high school sports on WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute, AM 1130, FM 99.5, FM 106.9, or WAMBradio.com. You can find us almost anywhere. Knights will have the basketball to start this second quarter. Brevin Cooper with the ball. Cooper in the backcourt, passes off to Caleb Swearingen. And from the left wing, a three-point attempt is in and out. And we've got a foul, and I think it's going to be against the Knights on the rebound. I think they nailed Cade Bryan with that, didn't they?
Yeah, a little over-the-back action, trying to go for the offensive board. That's not what you want. Second foul here early on in the first half. He's going to take a seat for a little bit.
So Ethan DeHart will replace him. Inbounds play set to go. Trevor Taylor brings it down court for Edgewood. Taylor. And the pass stolen. Nice job, Brevin Cooper. Layup good.
Well, I like to see right there, like I talked about, Brevin's so good outside of just being an offense player. He's a total player, utility everywhere.
20-14 Northview. 7:22 to go here in the first half. And we've got a whistle. They're waving off the attempted shot. What are they calling this?
Looking like he's going to call him with a little reach action.
Personal foul, number 33, Hess.
Okay, so Hess, Tyler Hess, picks up the personal. That'll be his first. So inbounds play for Edgewood. Zeke Powell throws it to the backcourt to Trevor Taylor. Cross-court pass to Parker Harrington. Now down to Derek Farkas. Trevor Taylor picks it up in the backcourt. Taylor to the left side over to Harrington. Back to Taylor. Taylor off to Sader. Sader off to Harrington. Now to Trevor Taylor. Taylor to Zeke Powell. 6:52 left here in the second quarter. Mustangs trailing the Knights by six. Derek Farkas off now to Coleman Sader. Sader off to Zeke Powell. Powell takes it inside, off the glass, good.
Powell's been doing such a great job off the Edgewood bench, giving him a spark here.
7 points for the sub, Zeke Powell. 20-16, Northview's lead cut to four. 6:26 to go here in the first half. Carson Gettle in the backcourt to Ethan DeHart, to Brevin Cooper. Cooper's on the right side, started to drive the baseline, pivoted toward the lane, made a turnaround jump shot and nailed it for his eighth point of the night.
He's dominating.
22-16 in favor of Northview with 6:05 to go here in the second quarter. Parker Harrington. Now it's off to Derek Farkas, to Trevor Taylor. Taylor. Now it's off to Coleman Sader. Sader on the right side to Zeke Powell. Powell to the left side. They've got a man open. Derek Farkas puts up a three. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper. Cooper brings it down court. Passes it off. Picked up by Ethan DeHart. And, oh, a pass inside is going to be out of bounds, and we throw it away.
Yeah, just trying to do a little too much right there on, in the air. It's never a good thing to have to make a pass when you leave your feet.
Sam,
but they're going to talk it over. I think he saw it went out on Edgewood. We're going to see if it stays here.
They may overturn this. Hold on.
That's what I saw. But hey, I don't have the stripes. Well, nope. They're going to keep it Edgewood ball. But nope. At least they talked about it.
Okay. Well,
oh, he's saying nope. It's staying here.
Oh, how about
I like
that?
I like it.
Well, a little bit of a pushback right from Matt Wadsworth. He's trying to make his point with one of the officials, and the officials explaining his decision, and Coach Wadsworth walks away a bit disgusted. So now Swearingen fade away from the free throw line, drills it. Caleb Swearingen has four. The Knights lead 24-16, 5:24 to go here in the first half. Trevor Taylor. Taylor on the right side. Taylor, cross-court pass. Tried to get Keto, and Keto, not a very big player. He couldn't get control of it, and the Knights take it away. Down court to Ethan DeHart. Right side to Carson Gettle. Three-point shot good.
Gettle is feeling it from downtown. He is getting good shots, and he's hit a few. And the Knights have all the momentum. 11-point lead here.
We've got a break in the action on the Great Dane scoreboard. 5 minutes left in the second quarter. 27-16 Northview. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
It's President's Day savings time at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, you can get a new Silverado for as low as $249 per month or up to $11,000 off. Chevy Trax, $170 per month. Chevy Colorado, as low as $199 per month and zero for 72 months on our most popular models. This is happening only at one place, at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Jacob Harden back at Ellettsville at Edgewood High School. 5 minutes left here in the first half. Knights lead 27-16. Here comes Edgewood. Trevor Taylor gets it across the midcourt line. inside feed. They've got Coleman Sater wide open. He gets the layup, and he draws the foul. So Sater gets his seventh point. He'll head to the free throw line. And the foul will be against Brevin Cooper. That'll be his first.
Great job by Edgewood to find the cutter to the basket right there. And one, count the basket. Here's the free throw.
Sater is 3 for 3 tonight. Free throw shot is in the air. It's good. So now it's 27-19. Northview's lead cut to 8 with 4:45 to go in the first half. Caleb Swearingen down court. Swearingen to the right side to Carson Gettle. Gettle to the right corner now to Tyler Hess, to Caleb Swearingen. He's at the right side of the lane. Looks for help. Finds it from Hess. Swearingen gets it back. Now it's off to Brevin Cooper in the backcourt. He gives the ball to Carson Gettle. Gettle, inside feed to Cooper, and he gets the layup.
Love to see it right there. Nice and patient. Don't got to rush it. Way to find the open man.
Brevin Cooper has 10 points. The Knights lead by 10, 29-19, with 4:05 to go in the first half. Edgewood from the left side. Three-point attempt by Trevor Taylor is no good. Zeke Powell got the rebound, tried to go back up with it, but then got kind of scared away. And then Gettle just missed a layup on a fast break. Edgewood gets it back, and they'll get a layup from Trevor Taylor. Taylor has 5, and now Northview's lead cut to 8, 29-21, with 3:40 to go here in the first half. Caleb Swearingen off to Carson Gettle. Gettle in the backcourt, looks for help. He goes to the right side to Tyler Hess. Hess to Brevin Cooper. Cooper in the backcourt. Cooper loses the basketball, and it gets away from him. It'll be a turnover against the Knights, and Edgewood will bring the basketball down. Trevor Taylor to the right side, a quick pass. Gave the ball to Sean Sims, but now from the left side, Keto tries it. It's no good. Rebound, Brevin Cooper. Down to Tyler Hess. Hess off to Carson Gettle. Gettle tosses the ball to Ethan DeHart. Three-point shot is good. Ethan DeHart has 3 three-pointers tonight. 32-21 Northview. 2:45 to go here in the second quarter. Now, inside, off the glass, and oh, Coleman Sater lost an easy layup. It just rolled off the front of the rim. Now Swearingen down court to Carson Gettle. He fakes the shot, passes to Brevin Cooper instead. Cooper to the left corner, wide open is Ethan DeHart. He missed it, and they're trying to scramble for the ball, and it goes out of bounds against Edgewood. Today's game is brought to you in part by your local H&R Block. Stop by and see Sue Goshen at H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. They'll take good care of your taxes. Inbounds, or excuse me, that'll be checking into the lineup, I should say, is Jacob Fowler once again for Northview.
Guess he didn't follow the proper protocol to get in. Had to go back to the scores desk and check in real quick.
Inbounds play, Brevin Cooper in the backcourt to Ethan DeHart. Now to Cooper. And inside, Fowler lost the handle, and it's a turnover against Northview. Edgewood will bring it down court. Derek Farkas in the backcourt to Sam Keto. We're approaching the two-minute mark here in the second quarter. Keto to the right side to Derek Farkas. Farkas, three-point shot on the way. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper. Here come your Knights. Cooper down court. Now it's off to Ethan DeHart. Off to Jacob Fowler. Fowler to Brevin Cooper. Long three. Got it. Nice job by Brevin Cooper. We've got 7 three-pointers tonight.
Man, we're shooting the ball well.
35-21, a 14-point lead for the Knights. A minute 30 left here in the second quarter. Parker Harrington off to Sam Keto. Keto to the left wing over to Sean Sims. Sims in the corner to Parker Harrington. He tries a three. It's no good. Caleb Swearingen gets the rebound. Swearingen down court, and we've got a whistle away from the ball. There's a foul. It's going to be against Northview. And Caleb Swearingen gets a charging foul.
Yeah, he's been getting away with it all night, kind of shoving off the guys going into him, and that time he was caught.
Well, good eye. Minute 8 to go here in the first half. 35-21, Northview leads Edgewood. Sam Keto to the top of the key to Parker Harrington, and we've got a reach-and foul against Carson Gettle.
Personal foul, number five, Gettle.
That's his first. That'll be the team's seventh, so that'll put Edgewood in the bonus. It'll send Parker Harrington to the line to shoot the 1-1. And it looks like Ethan DeHart will come out of the game. Did Tyler Hess go back in for him?
Yep.
A minute left on the clock here in quarter number two. Free throw shot is up, and it's good. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you are our neighbor. Next free throw shot. It's up, and it is good.
Edgewood, such a fundamentally sound team. Hopefully I jinx them here, but they're a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line. I mean, they're always a fundamentally sound team. They're going to defend, they're going to pass well, and they're going to shoot free throws well, and that's what they're doing tonight. But the Knights have the edge.
The Knights definitely have the edge right now, and it's called three-point shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Down court, Ethan DeHart in the back court to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen back to DeHart. Cross-court pass. He connects to Brevin Cooper. Now to Carson Gettle. Gettle off to Caleb Swearingen. Well, that's not 20. Ethan DeHart, excuse me. And that was a two, right?
Yes, it was.
So Ethan DeHart will score. That'll be his 11th point. Make it 37-23 in favor of Northview. 25 seconds left on the clock here in the second quarter. Derek Farkas off to Trevor Taylor. Taylor's in the backcourt. He passes to Sam Keto on the left wing. Now back to Trevor Taylor in the backcourt. 12 seconds left. Trevor Taylor. Taylor down to the right side. 7 seconds left. Now to Parker Harrington. Off to Derek Farkas. 2 seconds left. Farkas takes it in. Around the rim, and it goes in.
Basket by Farkas.
So the basket by Farkas is good to end the first half of play. On the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Northview 37, Edgewood 25. Stay with us. We'll come back with our halftime show. But first, let's take this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Northview Sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you could start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. We're at halftime where it's 37-25, and we've got some excellent halftime entertainment. The Indiana University Red Steppers are here tonight, and they just put on a nice halftime performance. I guess that's the advantages of being so close to the Bloomington campus, right?
Yeah, right down the road.
So good to see them here tonight, and I want to confirm our cheerleaders are here tonight. That's very positive, so we're glad to see that. Back at Edgewood High School at the end of one, the Knights led 18-14 here at halftime. It is 37-25. Jacob's got to look at your first half scoring and statistics.
Yeah, let's first take a look for the Edgewood Mustangs, who are down right now. Trevor Taylor, only 5 points. He's averaging over 17 points a game. The Northview defense has done a great job stopping him. They've been double-teaming him when he's got the ball, and I look for that to continue if they're going to keep this lead going. Coleman Sater, he has 8 points. He's leading the way for them. With 2 points, we got Derek Farkas. He scored that two at the end there. 5 points for Parker Harrington, the big man. He's done a good job picking and popping, shooting the three and hitting his free throws. And then 5 points from Zeke Powell off the bench. He's done a good job. He's been the spark plug keeping the Edgewood Mustangs in it. You add those all together, you get 25. Now let's look at the good guys, or a.k.a. the Northview Knights here. Brevin Cooper absolutely tearing things up with 13 points, a three-pointer, and he's perfect from the field and from the free throw line. Cade Bryan, 3 points. 6 points to Carson Ghetto, who's been shooting the three really well. He's 2 for 4. Caleb Swearingen only got 4 points. There's another top scorer that's a little down in the column. But then with 11 points, Ethan DeHart. I tell you, you give the kid a centimeter of room from behind the arc, he's going to make you pay. All he needs is a centimeter, and he can get that shot off. What a phenomenal job by the sophomore, not only by him, but by this whole Northview Knights team here in the first half.
So the Knights looking good here at halftime. 37-25. We'll come back with more after this one-minute break on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Why is Great Dane so successful? Great Dane offers the most innovative and versatile trailer design in the industry. Custom built, custom specific, and American made. Great Dane is focused on the needs of our customers. With decades of success right here in the Wabash Valley, you can be a part of the Great Dane team. Apply today online at greatdane.com or call our main office in Brazil, 812-443-4711. Great doesn't stop. Join our team today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. We are at halftime. Northview leading 37-25, playing some good basketball so far through 16 minutes. Let's look at the Northview schedule. Clay City will be our destination on Friday night. We'll go to the Eel Dome. That'll be a 6:30 JV game, 8 o'clock varsity start. Brad Wallace will rejoin me Friday night. 7:45, our pregame show. The battle for Clay County coming up Friday night. If you can't be there, tune us in here on WAMB. We're waiting for official word tomorrow, but we think it's likely the Brown County game that was postponed Friday due to fact they weren't in school Friday and they had to cancel or postpone the game. We think that'll be next Tuesday, and that will be at home. And then we've got the big Bloomington South game a week from Thursday night. Top team in 4A, top team in Indiana, one of the top teams in the nation. And folks, we need you to come out and support the Knights. If you've been listening to our games all season thinking I'm going to get to a game soon, that's the one you want to go to.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll see not only two good teams going at it, we need that sixth man in the crowd. So be sure to come on out and support the Knights. And it'll be sectional time before you know it. This Sunday, we will join the Indiana High School Athletic Association's Championship Network. Bob Lovell and Greg Rakeshaw will have live coverage Sunday at 3 o'clock. It's the annual pairing show, and that's who we'll find out who plays who in the sectional coming up. So should be a good time, and we'll see what happens when we get our draw for the sectional coming up. All right, we're at halftime, 37-25 in favor of the Knights. There are some other games being played in the area tonight. Cascade is at Greencastle. Clay City is at Hudsonville Palestine. Cloverdale is at West Vigo. Eminence at Crystal House Academy. Lafayette Central Catholic at Crawfordsville. Medora at South Putnam. North Central at Bloomington Lighthouse. North Montgomery is at North Putnam. Seeger is at Riverton Park. Sullivan at Bloomfield. And Park Heritage is at Attica. So that's some of the other games being played in the area tonight. If you would do us a favor, if you're on Facebook right now or the next time you get on Facebook, go to Timeless Classics, WAMB, give us a like. That way you can stay up to date on all the local news that Frank Rush posts, but you can also get information on when our next night's broadcast is, not only for basketball, but for the upcoming baseball and softball season. And if you want to be a sponsor, call the radio station tomorrow at 420-2518, and we'll tell you how inexpensive it is to sponsor Knight Sports. And a big shout out to all of our sponsors that make our coverage possible. We couldn't do it without them. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with second half action on the Great Dane scoreboard. 37-25, Northview leads Edgewood. Back with more in 1 minute on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, Indiana. I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. 37-25, the Knights lead by 12 at halftime as we get set for the start of this third quarter. Glad to have you tuned in on WAMB, your home for Timeless Classics, AM 1130, FM 106.9 in Brazil, 99.5 in Terre Haute, or listen from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. All right, we are set to go. Edgewood will have the basketball to start this third quarter. Derek Farkas will inbounds the ball to Sam Keto, and we are getting this third quarter underway. Keto to the right side to Trevor Taylor. Taylor, Michael Byram shouting some instructions to his team defensively. Parker Harrington has it. Now back to Trevor Taylor. Taylor off to Derek Farkas. And a three-point shot by Parker Harrington is short. Rebound picked up by Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen down court, and he traveled. He just drug his foot. He was trying to get in position, and he kind of slid.
Yeah.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony and the team at 446-7331. Cade Bryan in the backcourt. Now it's off. Or excuse me, I got mixed up for a second. Derek Farkas in the backcourt. Off now to Parker Harrington. Harrington off to Trevor Taylor. Now to Coleman Sater. Sater off to Sam Keto. In the corner left side to Derek Farkas. And a pass over to Keto. He puts it up from the right corner. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Cade Bryan. Bryan down to Carson Ghetto, and he got caught traveling.
That just must be Travel Central right there, same spot.
It's the same spot on the right wing.
It's like some kind of black hole there. It just makes you travel, I suppose. But, no, I think that's just a little bit of excitement, good defensive stand right there, and you get a little too antsy on the offensive end, got to slow things down a little bit.
6:52 to go. We're in the third quarter, still 37-25 in favor of the Knights. Trevor Taylor for Edgewood. Passes it off to Coleman Sater. He takes it in, misses the layup, gets his own rebound. Parker Harrington picks it up. He finds Keto inside, off the glass, and good. Sam Keto, the 5'6" senior guard, has his first 2 points of the night. Makes it 37-27. The Knights lead cut to 10 with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Now Carson Gettle tries a three. It's no good. And, oh, a nice takeaway by Caleb Swearingen. He literally took the ball away from the rebounder for the Edgewood Mustangs, and he scored.
A little pickpocket action there.
It was indeed. 39-27 in favor of the Knights. Trevor Taylor. Taylor on the wing, right side. Top of the key pass to Parker Harrington. Now it's off to Sam Keto. Keto to Trevor Taylor. Taylor off to Sater. Now a three-point shot by Harrington is no good. Rebound picked up by Brevin Cooper. Here come the Knights. Cooper to Swearingen. Now we've got on the left side, it was Cade Bryan. He missed it, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Edgewood's basketball. Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is one of our Northview sponsors. They remind you that they are hiring. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Sam Keto, top of the key to Coleman Sater. He takes it in the lane, kicks it back to Keto. Now it's off to Trevor Taylor. Taylor to Harrington. Harrington off to Farkas. Farkas to Keto. Keto off to Taylor. Taylor takes it down toward the lane, finds Keto open on the right side. He puts up a nice three and drains it. Sam Keto's got 5 straight points now for Edgewood. That cuts the Northview lead to 9, 39-30, 4:53 in the third quarter. And inside, a nice shot by Brevin Cooper. Cooper's got 15 points, and we've got a timeout called. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 4:46 to go in the third quarter, it's 41-30. Northview leads Edgewood. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
41-30 in favor of the Northview Knights. I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. 4:46 to go here in this third quarter, and Mustangs of Edgewood will have the basketball as play resumes. Trevor Taylor. Taylor down court. He tries to feed it in to Coleman Sater. Now it's back out to Parker Harrington. Trevor Taylor has it. Taylor in the backcourt, takes it toward the lane, puts it up, and he got it. Trevor Taylor will score his 7th point. That makes it 41-32. Knights lead cut to 9. Down court to Cade Bryan, and he missed the layup. He got his own rebound. He fakes, puts it back up, missed it. Rebound picked up by Carson Gettle. Gettle down court. Gettle inside feed, and oh, Swearingen just drills. Derek Farkas. Farkas got the layup, but he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot the free throw. So Swearingen, that was a foul and a half, I would call it.
Yeah, that was right there. I was trying to make sure he doesn't get 2 points, but even after all that contact, he still manages to finish right there. What a play.
He did indeed. 41-34. This could cut it to 6. Free throw shot is up, and it's good.
Two-possession game. We got a ball game here.
Edgewood's back in it, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Well, 4 minutes left in the third quarter as the Knights trying to hold on to a 6-point lead. Brevin Cooper. Cooper with the basketball. Bounce pass off to Tyler Hess. Hess feeds it in to Cade Bryan. Bryan fakes, hands it off to Hess. Now from the left side, Carson Gettle tries a three. It's no good. We've got a foul. I think that's going to be against Cade Bryan.
I think so, too. Same old little reach over the back, trying to get the offensive rebound. That's going to be his third. And he's going to have to take a seat.
41-35, a six-point lead for the Knights. Edgewood with the basketball. They'll bring it down court. Trevor Taylor. Taylor off now to Sam Keto. Keto to Parker Harrington. Now to Trevor Taylor. Taylor puts up about a 10-footer. Missed it. Rebound picked up by Carson Gettle for the Knights.
Look for the Knights. Just slow down here. Try to get an easy layup. No need to rush anything.
Brevin Cooper takes it in the lane, and he tries to thread the needle, and he misses the layup, but he draws the foul.
What a nice little spin move under there.
Parker Harrington gets the foul. That will be his first personal. Brevin Cooper has been the only player at the free throw line tonight for Northview. He is 2 for 2. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Park County REMC. They are your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Ethan DeHart replaces Tyler Hess for the Northview Knights. Next free throw shot. It is up, and it is no good. Rebound picked up by Coleman Sater. Sater down court to Parker Harrington. He's on the wing, right side. Feeds it inside to Sater. He kicks it to the top of the key. And quickly, Keto gets it into Sater. Sater gets a shot, and he makes it and draws the foul.
Sater is good. First foul.
That'll be his 10th point of the night. He'll go to the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. We've got a five-point lead, and that could be cut to four. 42-37 currently. 2:52 to go in the third quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. Sater's free throw shot. Man, it's like clockwork.
Yeah, it is.
Edgewood is 8 for 8 tonight from the free throw line.
Unbelievable.
42-38. 2:46 to go here in the third quarter. Caleb Swearingen from the free throw line. In and out. Rebound picked up by Sam Keto. Down court, Parker Harrington off to Taylor. He missed the shot. Rebound. Well, Brevin Cooper was trying to get control, and he draws a foul. So that foul, let's see, will be against
Taylor.
It'll be against Taylor. So Trevor Taylor picks up the personal. That'll be his second, or that'll be his third. 2:30 to go here in the third. 42-38. It's Northview leading by four. Knights have the basketball. Brevin Cooper. Cooper off to Carson Gettle. Now to Brevin Cooper. Cooper up high on the wing, left side. He tries to lob it into Swearingen, left side of the lane, about a 12-footer. Good. Caleb Swearingen has eight. We've got a timeout called with 2:08 to go in the third quarter. It's 44-38 Northview on the Great Dane scoreboard. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Don't forget to tune in this Sunday at 3 o'clock as we join the IHSAA Champions Network for the pairing show to see who plays who in the sectionals. That's from 3 to 5 this Sunday afternoon here on WAMB. 2:08 to go here in the third quarter. It's 44-38. Northview leads Edgewood by 6. The Mustangs will have the basketball. Trevor Taylor will bring it down court for Edgewood. Taylor takes it toward the right side, up high on the wing. Top of the key to Parker Harrington. Now to Sam Keto. Keto off to Trevor Taylor. Back to Keto. He's on the baseline. Too much traffic. He gets help from Coleman Sater. And now quickly to Trevor Taylor. Taylor tries the three. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Carson Gettle. Brevin Cooper will bring it down court for Northview. Cooper passes it off to Ethan DeHart. Top of the key. Jump shot is no good by DeHart. We've got a whistle. What'd they call, Jacobs?
It's looking like it's going to be over the back on Brevin Cooper is what I saw. Yep.
So Cooper picks up his second foul, I think.
Second
yep.
foul.
Keto is out of the game. Zeke Powell will replace him for Edgewood. Tonight's game, a service of Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Edgewood with the basketball. Coleman Sater takes it inside. He gets the layup in front of the goal, and he draws the foul. That's 14, or let's see, that's 13 points for Sater. And so now it's 44-40. This could cut the Northview lead to three. We were up by what, 15 at one time?
14 and 15. That's been the tale of the tell here this season for us, is having leads and not being able to hold them.
Free throw shot is up, and it's good. And again, Edgewood is perfect from the line tonight, 9 for 9. 44-41, a three-point lead for Northview as the Mustangs are clawing their way back. Swearingen down court to Jacob Fowler on the baseline. Too much traffic. He gives it to Ethan DeHart from the right side. His shot is no good. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Farkas down court to Zeke Powell. Powell to Coleman Sater. Sater inside. He misses the jumper. Gets his own rebound. Misses the putback. Swearingen gets the rebound. He calls timeout. So a break in the action with 49 seconds to go in the third quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. 44-41, Northview leads by three. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
This is Josh Keaty at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During the President's Day event, come see how we can keep some presidents in your pocket. Any in-stock 19 Jeep Wranglers, $5,000 off or more. 19 Chrysler Pacifica, as much as $7,000 off. Jeep Gladiator, as low as $269 a month. 2020 Jeep Cherokee, as low as $239 a month. And the 2020 all-new Ram 1500, as low as $269 a month. Come see us on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, and let us show you why we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are!
You're number one at York.
If you are cold and hungry,
feel the heat while you eat.
At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299.
Come in from the cold and feel the heat
at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Jacob Harden back at Edgewood High School, where the Knights' lead is now down to 3, 44-41, with 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. Full court pressure by the Mustangs. Brevin Cooper, midcourt now to Caleb Swearingen after a quick pass from Carson Gettle. Gettle to Cooper. Cooper in the backcourt, takes it toward the left side. Now it's off to Gettle. Gettle passes right side to Ethan DeHart. Off to Jacob Fowler. 25 seconds left here in the third. And Brevin Cooper takes it down the lane and gets a nice little jump shot.
So I like to see. That's what we needed to do this whole time with the lead. Nice and patient.
18 points for Brevin Cooper. The Knights lead by 5. 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. Trevor Taylor. Taylor almost got his pocket picked. Brevin Cooper almost made the steal, and then the ball was kind of pushed out of bounds. I think it'll be
foul on Taylor. That's going to be his third.
Wow, so Trevor Taylor gets the foul.
Got plenty of time here to get your feet set. Nice little shot here with 3.7 seconds. See if the Knights can end the third quarter on a run here.
That'd be cool. Let's see what happens. So the inbounds play at midcourt. Ethan DeHart, 3.7 seconds left. DeHart tries to get it to Cade Bryan. Bryan off to DeHart. He puts it up off the glass. It was close, but it didn't fall, and that's the end of three. On the Great Dane scoreboard, at the end of three, Northview 46, Edgewood 41. Stay with us for more coverage after a one-minute break on Timeless Classics WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, My focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you could start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. We go to the fourth quarter with Northview trying to hold on to a five-point lead, 46-41. Knights will inbounds the basketball with Carson Gettle. He gets the ball to Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes it down court toward the right side, and he does a fadeaway jumper on the baseline from about 12 feet out. He missed it, but he draws the foul.
Yeah, good job right there. Smart play. He knew that he was getting pressured pretty heavily, and he was getting a reach, and he went ahead and put the shot up knowing he's going to get two from the line.
So Sam Keto picks up the personal. That'll be his second. Brevin is 3 of 4 tonight from the free throw line. Make it 4 of 5 as he cans the first one. Tonight's game is service of Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. And the next free throw shot is good, so he gets 2 of 2 that time around. He's 5 of 6 for the night. 48-41, Northview leads by 7, 7:43 to go in the game. And Trevor Taylor, ball knocked away, but last touch by Brevin Cooper, so it'll still be Edgewood basketball.
Puts Edgewood in a tough spot there in the corner, out of bounds. Let's see if the defensive pressure from the Knights can hold here.
Zeke Powell off to Trevor Taylor. Taylor, top of the key, right side pass to Parker Harrington, quickly off to Sam Keto. Keto finds help from Zeke Powell. Powell back to Keto. He's on the right corner. Gives the ball to Trevor Taylor, who's in the backcourt. Taylor takes it right side of the lane. Inside, misses the jumper, but he draws the foul. That foul will be against Carson Gettle. So Gettle commits his second. This will send Trevor Taylor to the free throw line tonight. Edgewood 9 for 9 as a team from the charity stripe. Free throw shot is up, and he got it.
Wow.
10 for 10 tonight.
There's only been one missed free throw all night from either team. That's pretty miraculous.
Indeed.
But we are in Indiana, so it makes sense. Right?
Tonight's game is service of U.S. Lawns at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Next free throw shot is up, and it's good. Edgewood stand right there with us, 48-43. Knights lead by 5, 7:14 to go in the game. Cade Bryan off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper hands it off to Carson Gettle. Top of the key, Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen to Cooper and away from the ball. We've got a whistle. What'd they call, a foul on Ethan DeHart?
Yeah, it looks like he pushed off trying to get open. It's the last thing you want right there, turn the ball over. It's only a five-point game, 7 minutes to go. A lot can happen here in these last 7 minutes.
Indeed. 7:01 to go in the game, 48-43. Northview with a five-point lead. And another whistle blown. What's going on?
I don't know, but we're going to try it again here. Same spot, same everything. Let's see here.
Well, the band might have confused him. I don't know. Here comes Edgewood, Trevor Taylor. Off now to Derek Farkas. Farkas off to Coleman Sater. Sater near the free throw line. Passes it off to Taylor. Taylor takes it toward the lane. Too much traffic. He finds Parker Harrington open from the left corner. His shot is short. It's going to go out of bounds, but last touch by Northview. Tonight's game is a service of Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad for an insurance quote at 208-3244. Or just text him right now and tell him thanks for sponsoring Knight Sports on WAMB. Inbounds play. And a three-point shot by Taylor is good. He drills it. His second of the night. He's got 12 points. And just like that, Northview's 15-point lead is down to two, 48-46. Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen takes it in, and he missed the easy bunny. Rebound picked up by Edgewood. They could tie it or take the lead on this possession. Trevor Taylor. Taylor in the backcourt. You're looking at the top two teams of the Owen Valley sectional coming up in a couple of weeks. Parker Harrington off now to Derek Farkas. 5:58 to go in the game. Trevor Taylor. Taylor takes it toward the lane. Little 6-foot bunny is good. So Taylor has 14, and the Mustangs have tied it up. 48 all. Caleb Swearingen down court to Brevin Cooper. Cooper, double team for a moment. He gets the ball in the hands of Tyler Hess. And now Brevin Cooper gets it back. He charges toward the lane, puts up about a 10-footer. It's no good, but he draws the foul.
It's exactly what you want here. If you're Northview, kind of break that momentum of Edgewood, slow things down a little bit. Now we've got to hit our free throws. And that's Taylor's fourth foul, too.
It is indeed. So Brevin Cooper, he's 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Free throw shot is up and good. The Knights take a 1-point lead. This would make it 2.
Well, this is turning into everything we thought it was going to be.
And the next shot is good. 50-48, Northview by 2. 5:25 to go in the game. Trevor Taylor down court. Taylor top of the key. Taylor off now to Zeke Powell. Powell's cross-court pass is deflected, but it's saved by Derek Farkas. Farkas off to Parker Harrington. Now to Trevor Taylor. Taylor in the backcourt. Bounce pass off to Coleman Sader. Sader passes off to Taylor. Under 5 minutes left in the game. Harrington to Farkas. He takes it inside, passes over to the corner to Sader, and back out to the top of the key to Parker Harrington. He misses the three. And the rebound, oh, they're going to call it a jump ball. Brevin Cooper had the rebound. He had two defenders all over him, and they called it a jump ball.
Yeah, not too many happy campers, but if you look at it in this light, if this game continues to be close, that jump ball going our way later could be pretty monumental here.
Edgewood, the inbounds play. Parker Harrington off to Trevor Taylor. 4:39 to go in the game. 50-48, Northview's lead at 2. Coleman Sader to the left side to Harrington. He takes it inside, misses a 5-footer. Trevor Taylor gets the rebound, throws it out to Harrington from the corner. 3-point shot is good by Parker Harrington. And Edgewood has just taken their first lead of the night, 51-50, with 4:16 to go in the game.
Harrington was 0 for his last 5 behind the line. The biggest shot of the night goes in.
Caleb Swearingen down court, takes it inside the lane, gets the bunny, and draws the foul. So that'll be Swearingen's 10th point, showing some strong leadership, and he gets to go to the free throw line. So now this could give us a 2-point lead again if he drills the free throw. 52-51 is our score. Northview back on top. Caleb Swearingen's free throw is good. So 4:08 left in the game. Here comes Edgewood. 53-51, Knights by 2. And lost the handle, but it's out of bounds. It'll be Edgewood's basketball as Cade Bryan had a handle on it. Zeke Powell, bounce pass off to Trevor Taylor. Taylor in the backcourt. He finds help from Zeke Powell. In the corner, off to Derek Farkas. In the backcourt now is Trevor Taylor. Taylor to the right side to Parker Harrington. Now it's off to Trevor Taylor. He takes it inside, misses a layup. Rebound picked up by Tyler Hess. Here come the Knights. 3.5 minutes left in the game. Northview holding on to a 2-point lead. Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes it toward the lane, off the glass. Wow. He got it.
What a play. Big-time play by a big-time player.
A big bucket for Northview, and now a timeout is called. on the Great Dane scoreboard with 3:18 left, 55-51 Northview. Stay with us. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood. Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. We have 3:18 left in this game, 55-51. Northview trying to stay on top with their four-point lead. Edgewood took a brief lead in the fourth quarter, but Northview came right back thanks to Caleb Swearingen's layup. Here come the Mustangs. Taylor to Sater. Back to Taylor. He takes it in, misses a layup. Rebound by Brevin Cooper. Cooper down court. Cooper on the right wing. Bounce pass off to Cade Bryan on the right side. Bryan takes it toward the lane. Fakes. Gets over his defender, Taylor, misses the shot. Rebound by Coleman Sater. Sater on a fast break all alone. He misses the layup, but he draws the foul. It'll stop the clock with 2:46 to go here in the game. So the foul will be against, Cade Bryan. That's his fourth. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Process Development and Fabrication, PDF. They are headquartered in Brazil. Proud to be a part of our community, and we're proud to have PDF as a sponsor of Northview Sports. At the free throw line, Coleman Sater, his first one is good. Edgewood continues to be perfect from the free throw line. They are 12 of 12 as a team, and the Knights are 8 of 9.
Not too shabby.
Absolutely.
Whoever ends up losing, it's not going to be because of free throws.
That's for sure. Well, you would think at least, yeah. But of course you never know. 2:46 left on the clock, 55-52 Northview. This would cut it to 2. Free throw shot is up, and it's good. Man, they just don't miss from the free throw line.
No. And we got ourselves a two-point game again.
Now, we have officials talking. One of the officials is talking to the scorekeeper for a second. I don't think they're talking about post-game plans.
I don't either.
I'm not sure what that discussion's about. Now we're going to talk to the other official. And I'm curious to what we're going to be surprised with here. What happened?
Correction on that last.
Oh, switched the foul from Cade Bryan to Brevin Cooper.
Ah, okay.
So now instead of that being Brian's fourth, that's Cooper's third.
Okay, so they tagged the wrong guy is what they're saying. Yep. All right, we'll take that. 55-53, Northview by 2. Here come the Knights. Brevin Cooper down court. He throws it to Tyler Hess. In the corner is Carson Gettle. There's no reason to be in a hurry, guys.
No shot clock in high school basketball.
No. Nope.
Yet.
Yet. I think it's coming eventually. Brevin Cooper. Bounce pass off to Tyler Hess. 2:20 left in the game. Carson Gettle to Brevin Cooper. Cooper drives toward the lane, and he missed the layup. Rebound, put back. Oh, it's no good by Cade Bryan. And now Trevor Taylor gets the rebound for the Edgewood Mustangs. We're approaching the two-minute mark. 55-53 Northview. Coleman Sater, top of the key. Sater drives the lane. Too much traffic. He gives the ball to Sam Keto. It Sure looked like he might have traveled, but nothing called. Now Taylor, top of the key, missed it. Rebound by Carson Gettle. Here come the Knights. Brevin Cooper across the timeline with a minute 38 to go in the game. 55-53 Northview. Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen takes it inside, misses a layup, and oh, they're going to call Caleb Swearingen for the charging foul. So that's a turnover against the Knights.
And I tell you something, with this game being so close and so many people in foul trouble, if we end up having an overtime period, we're going to have to dig deep into the bench, and that goes for both teams. So that's something to keep in mind here. Third foul for Swearingen.
Down court is Trevor Taylor. Taylor hands it off now to Derek Farkas, to Coleman Sater. Sater in the corner to Parker Harrington. Harrington fakes, passes off to Derek Farkas. Top of the key is Sater. Sater off to Taylor. Taylor, right side of the lane. He's double-teamed. He gets help from Derek Farkas. Farkas now open from 10. He missed the jumper off the glass. Rebound picked up by Cade Bryan. Big possession here for Northview. And now there's a foul against Edgewood. That's going to go against Sam Keto. So Keto has his third. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by York Automotive. For Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Remember, at York Automotive, they're not number one, you are. So free throws coming up for Caleb Swearingen, where he's one for one tonight. Caleb puts his free throw shot up, and it's good. Caleb has 12 points, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 5 two-point field goals.
Good to see him heat up in the second half.
58 seconds left on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Free throw shot is good. 57-53, Northview by 4. Down court, Trevor Taylor. Taylor, top of the key, off to Parker Harrington. Now to Zeke Powell. Powell's shot is blocked, but they're going to call a foul. Is he okay?
I think so, but he just got his shot blocked into next week, but they're going to call. I'll say got him in the head a little bit is what he's saying.
Caleb Swearingen will pick up the personal. That will be his fourth. This will send Zeke Powell to the free throw line for Edgewood. 47.7 seconds left on the clock, and Northview has a four-point lead. Edgewood ready to put two more points on the board if they remain perfect from the free throw line. First shot is up. They missed one. Boy, that's a break for Northview. How about that?
Not the best time to miss, but they were due to miss. But a free throw here makes it at least one possession game with 47 seconds left. A lot of time here.
Yeah, this is anyone's ball game.
But hey, old Harrell, he's right on the money right now.
He is indeed. Free throw shot. It is up, and it is good. So 54-57, a three-point lead for Northview. Full court pressure by the Mustangs. Caleb Swearingen, 38 seconds left, and he draws a foul. It'll go against Coleman Sater. So Sater gets his first.
Number five, Sater.
That's what you got to do right there if you're the Mustangs. We don't have a shot clock, so you can't wait till the end of that. You got to try to get a 10-second call in the backcourt. If you don't, got a foul, and that's exactly what Sater did. And it comes down to free throws. Who's going to hit them when it matters here?
A break in the action on the Great Dane scoreboard with 38 seconds to go. 57-54 Northview. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB Brazil Terre Haute.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Edgewood High School. I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. 57-54, Northview has a three-point lead with 38 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Do us a favor. When you're on Facebook, go to Timeless Classics WAMB. Give us a like, and we always like to hear your comments about our broadcast. Let us know where you're tuned in at tonight. We always appreciate you. Caleb Swearingen's free throw shot is up. It's around the rim, no good. And a foul on the rebound. And they're going to nail Cade Bryan with that, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's going to be his fourth.
So, yeah, if we go to overtime, we're in big trouble.
Yeah, it's not looking good. I mean, that goes for both teams. Edgewood's best player.
Yeah.
Four fouls. A couple of our best players, three and four fouls.
So, Coleman Sater, who has 16 points tonight. He's 8 for 8 from the free throw line. Free throw shot is up. He got it. That cuts the lead to 2. This could cut it to 1.
Heck, he's going to get recruited to college. Just come in and shoot free throws late in the game. 9 for 9.
There you go.
That's a very – you just got to tip your cap to that performance right there from the line.
Can he go 10 for 10? Free throw shot in the air. It's good.
Wow.
A one-point ball game, 57-56, Northview. 35 seconds left in the game. Full court pressure, and Sam Keto is going to get a reach in against Brevin Cooper.
Cooper's got to be careful right there. He was kind of lowering the shoulder, trying to get him off. Hate to get an offensive foul right there and turn the ball over, but luckily it works out. Got to hit our free throws here.
So Keto with 4. Brevin Cooper at the line where he's 7 of 8 tonight. We got to have both these free throws.
Oh, yeah. Biggest free throws of the game here.
First free throw is no good. It's a 1-1 situation. So now Edgewood gets the basketball. They trail by 1. 27 seconds left in the game. Trevor Taylor.
Looks like he's going to try to hold, go for the win maybe.
Back, he finds a man open, Derek Farkas. Now it's quickly off to Parker Harrington. 12 seconds left in the game. Trevor Taylor. 9 seconds left in the game. A bucket would win it for Edgewood. It's in the air. It's no good, but a foul is called against against Northview. It's going to go against Tyler Hess. That'll be his second. So with 5.2 seconds to go, a chance now for Edgewood to tie it or possibly take the lead.
Yep. And here's what's going to happen. He's going to hit this first one. Coach Byram's going to call timeout, try to ice him, and talk about what his offense is going to be full court here.
Free throw shot is no good. That helped. That helped big time.
That is big right there.
So now, can he tie it up right here?
Got to make sure you box out if you're Knights. Offensive rebound right here is the game for Edgewood with a putback. Got to get a rebound.
Free throw shot by Trevor Taylor. It is up. It is good. We are tied 57-57, and a timeout is called on the Great Dane scoreboard with 5.2 seconds remaining. It's Northview 57, Edgewood 57. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back live in Ellettsville at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. 57-57 is our score. A quick recap if you tuned in late. Knights led 18-14 at the end of one. Knights led by 12 at halftime, 37-25. Knights led by 5 at the end of 3, 46-41. And now with 5.2 seconds left, we're tied at 57. The Knights will have the basketball, so they're going to hopefully try to score to win the game, but we could be looking at overtime.
Yeah, I'll tell you what here. You got to watch out if you're Edgewood. Don't want to commit a foul. Send them to the line to win it. Let's see what Coach Byram drew up in the old playbook here.
Cade Bryan with full court pressure now by all the Mustangs. Bryan looking for the open man. He finds Caleb Swearingen. 4 seconds left. 2 seconds left. Swearingen at the buzzer. He missed it. We're going to overtime. On the Great Dane scoreboard at the end of regulation, Northview 57, Edgewood 57. Stay with us for overtime. It's coming up on your home for Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Well, we're back at Edgewood High School. We're tied at 57 as we go to overtime. We just let this one get away, and now we got to find a way in 4 minutes to seal the deal. Hats off to Edgewood, though, for the comeback.
Oh, most definitely. And this is awesome. I mean, like we were talking about it earlier, this is exactly what you want if you're Northview. You get that test of facing adversity, because that's what the postseason is going to bring you.
Swearingen will jump center against Coleman Sader. The official is giving some last-second instructions to the other teammates. So we go to overtime. Uh-oh, Sader almost over-jumped, or he almost jumped before it was even thrown in the air. A double tip, and Caleb Swearingen ends up with it. We'll take it. So Caleb Swearingen, top of the key for the Knights. He'll hand it off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper off to Carson Gettle. Gettle to Cade Bryan. Bryan to Brevin Cooper. Cooper off now to Carson Gettle. Cross-court pass to Tyler Hess and off to Cade Bryan. Bryan to Brevin Cooper. Cooper to Cade Bryan. Bryan feeds it in to Caleb Swearingen. He takes it inside, misses a layup, but he draws the foul.
I think that's going to be Taylor's fifth foul. We talked about, Dave, how crucial the foul trouble is going to be if we go to overtime, and here we are. Oh, they didn't call
him. Oh, they gave it to Farkas.
They gave it to Farkas. Wow.
So Farkas has his second. Caleb Swearingen will be at the free throw line where he's 3 for 4 tonight. His free throw shot is in and out. Yikes.
Now's where the free throws are really going to start stacking up here. Got to hit them.
Next free throw by Swearingen is up, and it is good. The Knights have a one-point lead, 58-57, with 3:19 to go in the overtime. Cade Bryan, or I should say Trevor Taylor, off now to Coleman Sader. Trevor Taylor has it in the backcourt. Cade Bryan defending. Zeke Powell, bounce pass off to Taylor. 2:57 left in the overtime. Off now to Coleman Sader. Sader near the free throw line, passes off to Zeke Powell. Powell tosses it off to Taylor. Taylor in the corner, right side, picked up by Parker Harrington, and now they get the ball to Zeke Powell in the backcourt. 2:39 to go in the game. Trevor Taylor. Taylor inside, a cross-court pass over to Zeke Powell, and he nails a three-pointer. Ouch! 9 points for Zeke Powell, and Edgewood has a two-point lead at 60-58. Brevin Cooper all alone. He takes it in for an easy layup, and he ties it up.
Brevin Cooper says, not on my watch. Way to be an upperclassman right there.
2:09 left in the overtime, 60-60. We are tied. Edgewood with the basketball. Coleman Sader. Sader off now to Parker Harrington. Or make that Derek Farkas. Farkas in the backcourt to Zeke Powell. Bounce pass to Coleman Sader. In the corner is Parker Harrington. He feeds it in to Sader. Sader gives it to Derek Farkas, and Farkas just nailed a three-pointer. 63-60 in favor of Edgewood. A minute 34 to go in the overtime. Caleb Swearingen. Bounce pass off now to Tyler Hess. Off to Swearingen. Off the glass. He gets it. Timeout is called. With a minute 22 to go in the overtime on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's Edgewood 63, Northview 62. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Edgewood High School at 63-62, Edgewood with a one-point lead in overtime over Northview. This final just in, Wisconsin beats Purdue 69-65. The Boilermakers now have lost three in a row.
Wow. Very uncharacteristic of a Matt Painter team, but every team goes through that rebuild year.
Well, they win the big IU game, and it all goes downhill from there, I guess, huh?
That's right. But I tell you what, Big Ten is so stacked this year from top to bottom. There's going to be about eight of the teams in the big dance. It's going to be wild.
That tournament is going to be unbelievable.
Oh, it is. It's going to be the best one ever. I mean, there's so many good teams, so many upsets going to happen.
Minute 22 left in the overtime. The Knights trail by one. Edgewood has the basketball. Zeke Powell brings it down court for the Mustangs. In the corner off to Parker Harrington. Harrington, he needs help, and the ball knocked out of bounds by the Knights. A minute 12 left in the overtime. Don't forget, we've got the pairing show Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock here on WAMB. Find out who draws who in the upcoming IHSAA sectionals. Inbounds play. Zeke Powell gets it off to Derek Farkas and quickly to Trevor Taylor. Minute 7 left in the overtime. Edgewood with the ball and a one-point lead. Zeke Powell, 1 minute left. Inside feed. Uh-oh, that's trouble. The layup is good by Coleman Sader, and he draws the foul, and he's 10 for 10 from the free throw line tonight. The Knights are in real trouble.
Yeah, you know he's going to hit this one, but if he doesn't, it's a one-possession game. Hopefully this is the first one he misses all night. It's going to be the biggest one. Keep it a one-possession game here.
65-62 Edgewood. Free throw shot is up, and it's good. Two-possession game. 66-62 Edgewood, 52 seconds left in the overtime. Caleb Swearingen down court to Cade Bryan. Bryan, he traveled. Oh, no, he got a foul. I thought for a second he took an extra step.
I did, too.
When I heard the whistle. But they're going to call a foul.
It's going to be on Powell. Oh, never mind.
They nailed who?
Said, Harrington 40.
Harrington 40, okay.
I just saw the four.
All right, at the free throw line is Cade Bryan for the first time tonight. Free throw shot is up, and it's good. Needed that one.
That's yes.
66-63. It's a three-point lead for Edgewood. We got to have this free throw. Cade Bryan, he got it.
Love to see that. Cade's been struggling at the free throw line for the most part this year. Made a lot of adjustments. Heck, he was shooting a jump shot at one point. Good to see him knock those two down. Two-point game here.
66-64. Northview trails by two. Edgewood with the basketball. 40 seconds left in this overtime. Trevor Taylor in the backcourt. And there's Jacob Fowler just kind of putting an arm on him until they blew the whistle. So Fowler picks up the personal. With 35 seconds left in the overtime, this will send Trevor Taylor to the line where he is 3 of 4 tonight. Hard to pick a weak free throw shooter, but this is the weakest one on the court at 75%. He made that one, so now 80%, 4 of 5.
Bryan, number 23,
Yeah, regardless of what happens right here, if you're Northview, you just want to go for the two. You don't want to go for the big gunner from the three-point line. Just go drive, try to get fouled here.
Next free throw shot. It is up, and it is no good. Rebound by Caleb Swearingen. We're down by three. 30 seconds left in the overtime. Swearingen to Brevin Cooper, and he missed it. It goes out of bounds, thank goodness. Last touch by Edgewood. 27 seconds left in the overtime. 67-64 in favor of Edgewood.
Crowd's getting their $5 worth tonight.
Brevin Cooper off now to Cade Bryan. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound by Brevin Cooper from the corner. He puts it up. He missed it. Rebound, Edgewood, and a foul against Northview. This one's getting away from us.
This Northview fortunate. Had a couple good looks there, a couple offensive rebounds. Just couldn't get it to go. And that's going to be Cade Bryan's fifth foul.
So Cade Bryan has just fouled out of the game. We're in overtime with 16.5 seconds to go. Coleman Sader at the line. He is 11 for 11 tonight from the free throw line.
Sader shooting two free throws.
So Jacob Fowler will check in. This free throw could just win the game for Edgewood. He's only got to hit one of two, and he's been perfect tonight.
Yep.
Here comes his free throw shots. In the air, and it's good. We're going to lose this game. I don't see how you turn this around.
I have to get a quick shot. Preferably probably a three at this point, especially when he hits this, and he's a perfect 13 for 13.
He got it. Five-point lead, 69-64 Edgewood, 15 seconds left. Brevin Cooper down court. In the corner, three-point shot by DeHart. It's no good. Rebound, it's going to be Edgewood's basketball with 6.2 seconds left. Well, if you wanted a taste of the upcoming 3A sectional, you got it tonight.
That's right.
69-64, the Mustangs lead by five. 5 seconds left. Trevor Taylor is fouled on a reach-in by Jacob Fowler, but it's not going to matter. The Knights let this one get away. They led by at least 14 at one time, perhaps 15.
Yep.
What's our friend from the Brazil Times say? Ask him. I think it was at least 14, could have been 15. Free throw shot by Taylor is no good. Wow, they missed one. Go figure that.
Yeah, it was 14. We had a 14-point lead.
14-point lead gets away from us. Taylor's next free throw shot is around the rim, no good. Swearingen at the buzzer. That's the ball game. He missed it. Your final score on the Great Dane scoreboard in overtime. Edgewood 69, Northview 64. The Mustangs improve to 11 wins and 10 losses, while the Knights fall to 14-7. Tough loss for Northview tonight. Stay tuned. Coach Michael Byron will be coming up with our post-game interview. We'll also be announcing our player of the game, sponsored by Chad Schottmeyer at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Stay with us. Back with more after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi.
Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi, that's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is going to love this one.
Great Giorno Italian Cuisine is open at 12 Points in Terre Haute. Serving lunch and dinner all week, Great Giorno Italian Cuisine is sure to be your new favorite. Stop by Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for brunch. Dine in or carry out at the new Great Giorno.
It's President's Day savings time at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil.
This month only, you can get a new Silverado for as low as $249 per month or up to $11,000 off. Chevy Trax, $170 per month. Chevy Colorado, as low as $199 per month and zero for 72 months on our most popular models. This is happening only at one place, at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back live at Edgewood High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Jacob Harden. It took overtime, but Edgewood came back after trailing the Knights by 14 points. They pick up the win tonight in overtime, 69-64. Your quarter scores look like this. The Mustangs led, or the Knights led 18-14 at the end of one. Knights led 37-25 at halftime. Knights led 46-41 at the end of three. We were tied at 57 at the end of regulation. And in the overtime, the Mustangs sealed the deal 69-64. Mustangs are now 11-10. The Knights fall to 14-7 on the season. Had a total of five players tonight in double figures, three for the Knights, two for Edgewood. We'll run through the final scoring here in just a moment. As we await Michael Byram's appearance in the postgame show, we hope he'll make it up to discuss this one, but I'm sure we're having a long after-game conference in that locker room right now.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, nobody wanted this, but it's a great learning experience going into the sectional, and kind of like we were talking about, a double-digit win for us tonight might have made us be a little too cocky come sectional time.
Yep.
But now we got the, you know, we got the what's the right word? Chip on your shoulders to come back, and when we face these guys in the sectional, it's going to be revenge time, and I'd much rather beat them in the sectional when it's win or go home than right now, which you never want to let one get away from you like that, but you got to take it for what it is as a learning experience, or else it's just going to drive you crazy. So that's what Coach Byram's probably telling the boys right now. Just control what you can control. We got to make sure that we can utilize the time that we have in the lead, relax a little bit, not get too antsy, and keep our lead. And just keep playing hard, and good things will happen. And these boys have a lot in store for them, and this is going to be a good learning experience for them.
You know, the one thing I noticed, our first half was so much better than our second half.
Yeah.
We were patient. We really worked to try to get the ball in to the person in the best position to score. And then in the second half, it just became much more loose of a game, I guess you might say. Now, Edgewood did pick up their defense a bit, too, which may have been part of the factor, too. But
most definitely.
But still, a disappointing loss tonight for the Northview Knights. Let's go ahead and give us the scoring rundown, Jacob.
Yeah, so for Edgewood, the victor in tonight's overtime matchup. Let's see here. We had 16 points from Trevor Taylor. Trevor Taylor was the guy we talked about. You had to make sure you played good defense on him. Had 5 points in the first half, finished with 16. He heated up there at the end, ended up having the free throws to seal the deal. 9 points to Zeke Powell, who was a threat off the bench, did a great job. Coleman Sader had 23 points, and 12 of them came from the, or 13 of them came from the free throw line, and it was a 13 for 13. Let's see here, 5 points for Sam Keto, 8 points for Derek Farkas, and 8 points for Caden Howard.
And we'll run through the Northview number here in just a moment, but Michael Byram has arrived, and Coach, I know that you didn't want to lose this one, especially the way we did, but give us your description of what you think happened.
Well, I think that they made some big plays down the stretch when they needed to make them, and we didn't. We didn't get stops when we needed to get a stop. We didn't put the ball in the basket when we needed to put the ball in the basket. I mean, they stepped up and made big plays. Some of those young men did. And I'm proud of our effort. I thought we battled, we competed, but we just didn't quite make enough plays. Very similar to what happened over at Terre Haute South. We were right there. You just got to go, like, your players got to go make plays.
And you got to play 32 minutes, right? So
yeah.
It seemed to me your first half, you couldn't have planned a better first half. You guys looked really good, and it seemed like not quite as strong in the second half, perhaps. I don't know. That's my observation. But
well, yeah, I don't think we executed very well in the second half, but, like, give them some credit. I mean, I thought that defensively they picked up their intensity, which, I mean, that when that happens, I mean,
it showed.
It showed. And, I mean, I didn't think that we handled a few situations very well. But you know what? It's still a regular season. We still have a couple weeks where we can hopefully use this as a teaching moment and move on and get better from it.
Hey, you can't say enough about Brevin Cooper tonight. 26 points, and not just offensively, but defensively, he gave you a great game.
You know what? He did a really good job. He was very, really disappointed with his performance on Saturday, and he was determined to make sure that he was made an impact in tonight's game, and he did a really good job.
Caleb Swearingen also had a nice game tonight with 16 points. And then Ethan DeHart, look at those three threes that he had. I mean, you guys were hitting threes like crazy, especially in that first half, but a little different scenario in the second half when they picked up the pressure on you, of course.
Well, I mean, they were open in the first half. I mean, when nobody's guarding you,
you can hit threes.
Yeah, it's a bit easier, you know. So, I mean, we're disappointed. There's no question about that. But, I mean, we'll use this and we'll get better from it.
They're a solid team. They're the best 11 and 10 team I've seen all season.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, they're talented. I mean, they've got young men that play hard and have talent. So, I mean, they can put the ball in the basket, and they cause a lot of problems for people. But hopefully here in a couple weeks we'll get another opportunity with them.
You go down to the Eel Dome Friday night to play Clay City. They're not having one of their better seasons, but they seem to get fired up when they play Northview.
Oh, this is a Super Bowl. I mean, it's county championship. Our guys will be ready to go. It's senior night for them as well, I think. So, I mean, we'll get their best shot. Whatever their best game has been all season, it's not going to be anything close to how they'll play on Friday. So we'll learn from this. We'll spend some time tomorrow correcting some things, and then we'll move on to Clay City.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, safe travels home. We'll see you Friday night down in Clay City.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Byram, the head coach for Northview, and to make sure that we give you – full information on our scoring tonight. We mentioned Brevin Cooper had 26 points. He had 8 2-point field goals, 1 3-point field goal. Caleb Swearingen had a total of 16 points, 11 points for Ethan DeHart, 6 points for Carson Gettle, 5 points for Cade Bryan. Let's go ahead and pick our player of the game, sponsored by Chad Schottmeyer, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Brazil. Call or text Chad at 812-208-3244 for your next insurance quote, or just text him and say thanks for sponsoring Northview Sports, 812-208-3244. Jacob, I think it's pretty easy to say who our player of the game is tonight.
Yeah, it's pretty easy now. I mean, you got to tip your cap to a lot of guys. We have 3 guys in double figures tonight, a lot of guys playing great basketball, but Brevin Cooper, he was the heartbeat tonight. He brought the energy. Not only offensively with the 26 points, but defensively he was, a thorn in Edgewood's offensive side. He really, I feel like him and Tyler Hess both did a good job containing Trevor Taylor tonight, you know, and keeping him below his season average. But Brevin Cooper played an outstanding game, and him and the likes of Caleb Swearingen and a lot of those upperclassmen, they're going to be a reason that we're going to be a threat come off, you know, postseason. But, yeah, insurance, Chad Schottmeyer, Farm Bureau, insurance, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Goes to Brevin Cooper.
So good. Great job by Brevin Cooper tonight as he leads all scorers with 26 points. So tough loss for the Knights. Hated to see this one get away, especially after leading by 14, but they'll learn from this, and they're still a pretty solid basketball team, but so is Edgewood, as
That's right. You mentioned too.
One of their top players coming back after being gone for the first half of the season has definitely helped make this team better, too.
Most definitely. And I tell you, I mean, both of these teams are licking their chops because they want to play each other again come sectional time. They want to get that atmosphere going where it's going to be one heck of a game, and I hope it's to determine who the champion is. I hope it's not in the first round. I want to see these two teams face each other in that championship. But you got to take it one team at a time. You can't take any team in that sectional lightly. But like we talked about, those are the two top dogs going into it.
And make an appointment with us this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock when we join the IHSAA Champions Network for the pairing show with Bob Lovell and Greg Rakeshaw. It'll be coming up Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5. Find out who plays who in the 64 sectionals around the Hoosier State. I want to thank our studio producer, Dennis Porter, tonight for running the controls back in Brazil at the Radio Center. For Jacob Harden, I'm Dave Crooks, reminding you that Northview lost in the JV game, 64-60. They lose in overtime tonight in the varsity game, 69-64. Until Friday night at 7:45 when we head to the Eel Dome to take on Clay City. Have a safe evening, everyone.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sukoshin, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
11:30 a.m., 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.